You can learn something about our economy by taking a close look at a Maine lobster. That's what we're about to do as part of a morning edition series called The Money Map. We focus on the economy in different parts of the country. And our latest destination is New England, where Susan Sharon reports for Maine Public Radio in Portland. She's on the line. How's the fishing?
That's what I wanted to know, Steve. So I went to the docks in Sprucehead, Maine, where there's a very longtime fisherman's co-op, and I met Bob Baines coming in on his boat, sat down with him. He told me his catch is way down, and as you might expect, the high cost of bait and fuel are making it really challenging to make a living.
The simplest way to put it, my catch has dropped in half in the last 5 years. My bait expenses has more than doubled, and fuel is probably three times, if not more than three times, higher. And our price is a little bit lower right now than it was last year.
And when Mr. Baines says the price is lower, even though he's spending more to get the lobsters, how much lower is the price that he's getting?
Well, he used to average about $5 a pound, and now this summer he's getting less than $4. But more importantly, he says he used to be catching up to 1,000 pounds of lobsters a day. And this summer, his best day so far has been 300 pounds a day.
Oh.
So as food and fuel prices go up, people in general have less money to spend on a lobster dinner.
Well, let me ask about that, because if he's getting less per lobster, are people able to pay less for a lobster dinner?
Well, it's kind of a difficult question, because people who come to Maine, vacationers, really have the intent of having a lobster dinner no matter what the cost. But when you talk about traffic to local seafood shacks or restaurants dropping off, then everybody associated with the lobster business has a problem. So I went to check this out. I went to DeMillo's Floating Restaurant in Portland, Maine, and that's a place where a Maine lobster is part of the restaurant logo. Wanted to see whether people were eating fewer lobsters there, because this is a place with white linen tablecloths and a diverse menu. And the manager, Steve DeMillo, told me something interesting about trying to get his customers through the door.
We put a stronger emphasis on our other fresh local seafoods, our Black Angus steaks, and our Italian meals. We want to sell a wider variety of foods to appeal to a wider audience.
Is he saying the tourist trade is down and so they're struggling to get any customer they can?
He's saying his tourist trade is not down. He's still getting people through the door, but the way he's doing it is attracting them with items on the menu other than lobster, which used to be more of a mainstay on his menu.
Which is a bad deal for that lobster fisherman that you met. So what's happening to lobster sales in the rest of the country?
Well, despite what the Maine lobstermen are reporting, you know, the drop in the price per pound by a dollar over the last year, lobster prices at restaurants and seafood markets don't seem to be reflecting that, because, you know, as you move inland in this country, everybody's paying more for fuel and transportation costs, too, so their costs get passed on to the consumer.
Hmm. So, Susan Sharon of Maine Public Radio, when you talk to lobstermen, what are they doing to try to counteract some of these trends that just seem to be killing them?
Well, they say they've got to learn to fish smarter, maybe spend fewer days on the water, make fewer trips out to sea, drive their boats slower, and definitely be more strategic and stingy about bait. But there's also some talk about trying to switch seasons, trying to get out from catching lobsters in July and August when lobster shells are soft and they can't be transported very far, and switching seasons to the spring or fall when their shells are harder. And a big proponent of this is Dave Cousins, who's the longtime president of the Maine Lobstermen's Association.
Right now, we're catching 75% of our lobsters when they're not very shippable. They're soft lobsters. They're pretty much can't go past New York. What we need to do is we need to catch lobsters when they're a premium product and they're worth $5 or $6 a pound, and then go anywhere in the world.
And Cousins says if lobstermen could keep the supply of Maine lobsters limited, the prices would stay up. And until then, he and many others here in Maine are just hoping that tourists and the general public will develop a special hankering to eat more lobsters.
Susan, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bon appetit. That's reporter Susan Sharon in Portland, Maine, and that's our latest spot on The Money Map, a series that gives us a snapshot of economies around the country. To see how other local economies are faring, just visit our Money Map on the website, where it's an actual map. You can look at different spots. We're adding them as we go along. It's at npr.org.